Hope within our heart. So if I connect to George, he sits among you, sits with me as I record his thoughts and his words of wisdom for all of us. Hope within our heart. He says this is such a most profound and important topic. And it is a topic which touches my own heart, as even though I am now in spirit form, hope truly carried me through all of my life, all of the difficulties and the heartbreaks of my life when I last lived here on this beautiful earth that we now continue to walk upon. Hope at times is difficult to bring to the forefront of our thoughts, because at some point in time during the more arduous moments of our lives, we forget that hope is there. That hope, regardless of situations, regardless of difficulties, regardless of challenges, the thread of hope always, always remains within our hearts. And it is for us at this time, it is for you at this time, to really renew your acquaintance with the beautiful hope you carry within each and everyone's heart. And this hope kind of is nestled within your heart, within one of the chambers of your heart. And this hope is patiently waiting for you to acknowledge it and to pull it out. And how do you pull it out? Well, it is a thread. So you gently pull it out and you keep pulling it out. And the hope that you carry within your heart will indeed pull you through, pull you up, pull you forth within your own life. And so this evening, I want you to remember that regardless of what is happening, hope is always, always within, as it is part of your DNA. It is part of your cells. And so it will never, ever go away. And it will not be forgotten. And so you carry the hope for yourself first, and then you carry the hope for others. It is sort of like the analogy that you humans use a lot of time, where when you're flying on an airplane, you put your oxygen mask on first, and then you help others. And so this evening, I really want you to remember to put your own hope at the forefront of your life and then help others. Because without carrying your own hope, there is very little you can actually give without being depleted. And I want you to be able to carry this beautiful, beautiful energy of hope forward. And so ponder this evening, as Lynn suggested in her other recording, ponder where will the hope of your heart take you next. Have a blessed evening, and thank you again for allowing me to share my thoughts and my wisdom with all of you.